We got an extra public holiday out of COVID. It was appropriate that it fell on the Feast of St. Bridget. There were some very interesting radio and TV programmes examining the life and legacy and legends of Bridget. Some of our most popular traditions relate to her. The St. Bridget's Cross is a thing of beauty. There are holy wells throughout Louth and Kildare associated with her. Similarly, there are sites boasting connections with St. Patrick. Tochar Fothrig is a pilgrim trail from Ballintubber Abbey to Crowpatrick. It goes through the farm of my late Auntie Helen. There are the ruins of an old church in one of the fields, and Patrick is said to have laid the foundation stone. Mass is still celebrated there every August. The Feast of St. Blaise takes place 2 days after that of Bridget. I queued with dozens of others to have my throat blessed in St. John's in Tralee. Some may mock our devotion to holy wells, ruined churches and blessed candles. But like the voice of the Rose of Tralee echoing in the memory of William Mulchinook in the far fields of India, they are a solace and comfort to many.